and they carried him home. Hubert went home after Mom, across the river, had to go down the hill and take the boat, go across the river and walk to the house and get Mom. Then they had to cross the river again, walk the hill to the schoolhouse.
When he broke his leg,
he said? And carried him home.
The school was on the other side of the river?
Right, other side of the river.
And you had to take a boat to
get
there?
Yeah, our church was the same way, and we had services 3 times on Sunday. We never missed a Sunday. That was our entertainment, church and school.
Now, what river was this?
Shenandoah.
The Shenandoah River?
North. Yeah, that's the way we had to. Oh, you would be amazed. Daddy never had a car, and we had to walk everywhere we went. And we would walk to Edinburgh and get groceries. Daddy would walk and get groceries. And our church was on the other side of the river, and so was the schoolhouse. So we had to cross the river. Daddy would either take us in a boat. He would test the ice in the wintertime to see if it was thick enough for us to safely cross and walk on ice. Or we would wade in the summertime.
You'd wade?
Wade. What was wrong? You know, wade. So, and we always put our shoes on after we got to the road. That was really...
Now, your dad was he a farmer or?
Daddy worked for farmers, and then he worked for the highway department. He was a heavy equipment operator, and then he went to Bowman Apple Products down here. He worked down there a little while, and then went to the Norfolk Navy Yard and came back to Bowman. And that's where he retired. He retired at the age of about 78. He was a night watch at the end. He was the dry house, isn't that what he was in charge of? Where they farmed pummies and all like pumice and all like that.
Hmm. And during the war, he worked at the Navy Yard.
Navy Yard
pipe feeder.
So Billy was in your same grade at school. Was that just for a couple of years or just for the one last year?
He wasn't exactly in our classes. We were all seniors. We'd have been seniors, but he had different subjects. So we really weren't in any classes with him.
Okay, but the same year.
Same level. Yeah, we would all graduate at that year.
Now, did he have a girlfriend?
No. They all liked him, but he was shy, and he was interested in hunting, trapping, fishing. See, we lived on the river, and that was his life. And one time, he trapped a skunk. And he cleaned himself up and went to school. And the teacher wouldn't let him in the school. Oh, he hated that teacher. That's the one that gave him the C plus on his essay. But he had no girlfriend.
Hmm.
Now, after he went in service, well, I don't guess he had time.
But he couldn't bring himself to shoot a deer when he went hunting. Did he ever talk about that other than writing in the...
He talked about it, laugh about it. And Hubert would tease him that he was a chicken, you know, he couldn't shoot. But Hubert never got it.
I don't think he did. They both went, but they just went to say they went, I think.
Was there a... rivalry between Billy and Hubert?
No, their greatest joy was to wrestle and let each other down and pick on each other. And Hubert, Billy was quick, and he could box.
He loved
to box. And Hubert would get the giggles, and he would just lay there and giggle, and Billy would get the best of it, or the better of him. And one time Billy came home from school, and he always had a little grin. But he wouldn't grin that evening. And finally we found out he had a tooth knocked out.
Hmm.
Boxing at school.
The nephew you read
neph was the
letter.
Letter.
But
that was a friend he was by.
They had a team, right? Boxing team. He's quite good. He's quick. But not quick enough that time.
And he had all that Civil War memorabilia, those bullets he had found.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where would he get those?
In the cornfield. In corn for farmers.
Uh-huh.
That's what he did. During school, we had three gardens at home, seven of us. And we had three gardens at home, but he would, to make a little spending money, they would thin corn.
The thin corn, what is that, picking it? Or?
Well, the sours off. When they plant it, it gets too thick. They would pull a certain amount of them up so the others would grow big.
Okay, I'm a city boy.
They don't do it anymore.
Back then, if you were planting corn and you would get too many grains to drop into the same hill, and then you would have three or four stalks would come up.
Uh-huh.
At the area. And the object was that you want to thin it out to give it a chance for the one to grow a whole lot bigger.
Okay. Learn something every day.
And when we'd walk home from school, get off the bus, and walk home, he'd always give it to his friends, carry my book. I am so tired.
Now,
and then he'd get between us and lean on us. We'd carry his books, and he'd have an arm around each one of us. And there we'd go in the
road. And he'd lift his feet up.
And he'd just pick one up.